Here are three names that should have dominated the sports headlines last week: Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, and Frank Thomas. They are the names of the three players who were elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame for induction this summer. Instead, the names that ruled were those of Dan Le Batard and Deadspin, and the fact that those names overshadowed those of Thomas, Maddux, and Glavine says a lot about the state of journalism in general, and sports journalism in particular, in 2014. For months, Deadspin, an especially snarky sports-themed website, had gone in search of a member of the Baseball Writers Association of America who would sell his or her Hall of Fame ballot. The crew that runs Deadspin then intended to let its readership cast the vote on behalf of the writer, who would sign the ballot as their own. Deadspin's producers found a willing participant in Le Batard, a Miami-based writer who hosts a nationally televised talk show as well as a radio talk show that airs from coast to coast. Le Batard said he refused to take money from Deadspin, but was quite willing to give up his vote, earned after 10 continuous years of membership in the association. And so, 30,000 Deadspin readers voted and settled on 10 eligible names, which were sent to Le Batard. He signed the ballot, submitted it, announced what he had done, then stood back in self-admiration like a child after his first successful potty training session. The baseball writers wasted no time slinging mud back on Le Batard by permanently revoking his Hall of Fame vote, as well as suspending him from receiving a press credential to any game for the 2014 season. The voting process by which players are selected to the Hall is decidedly flawed. A player becomes eligible for consideration 5 years after his final game, and then can only be inducted when he receives 75% of votes cast. The voting is only open to members of the Writers Association, which excludes some knowledgeable broadcasters. In addition, some may complain that many writers hold on to their ballots well after they retire from active coverage. There is also the solid gripe that some writers invoke flawed logic for why they vote for some players and not others. And, in recent years, the cry for consensus on how to handle the candidacy of players who may or may not have taken performance-enhancing drugs has become a roar. It's against those backdrops that Le Batard sought to reform the system. His apparent belief was that by embarrassing the process, he could start a discussion about how the Hall of Fame could be changed and made better. It's a noble sentiment, but Le Batard should have known that a profession whose very purpose is to tell the truth cannot tolerate so egregious a misrepresentation, even for something seemingly so inconsequential as who are the best baseball players. That Dan Le Batard chose to partner with such an anarchic force as Deadspin made his decision even worse. Le Batard owes so many people mea culpas for his stupidity, but his first and biggest apologies should go to Tom Glavine, Greg Maddux, and Frank Thomas for ruining their big day. And that's how I see it for this week. You can reach us via email with your questions and comments at sportsatlarge@wypr.org. And follow me on Twitter at Sports at Large. Until next week, for all of us here, and for producer Mary Rose Madden, I'm Milton Kent. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the games.